You got the rock in your hand. You're under pressure, son. You better sink this J,
or your team is done.
I got a little story about some basketball. When it comes to my player, are you rock or nah? But wait just a minute and listen first, as I get some shit off my chest and I finish this verse. Let me start with you cheesers. Y'all should just fade. With LaMarcus on quick, hitting threes all day. When you cowboy hats, you might be the worst. Wearing them puffy ass jackets, man, you almost be cursed. Then there's the manual pajamas with the jump shot of who? I bet it's Kyle Korver. That would make sense, dude. But enough about apparel that won't get you in trouble. Just stand on up and do that 2K shuffle.
Welcome, Shuffleheads. Today is terrific Thursday. Terrific because NBA 2K18 comes out tonight. Welcome to the NBA 2K Shuffle podcast, the original 2K talk out in podcast land. My name is Michael Parr, a.k.a. J-Parr Swish, a.k.a. Jump Shot Jesus, a.k.a. Mikey Chameleonaire. I take shots of like them. And with me is the Baron of Blocks and Boards.
Damn it. I was trying boards to hit the mute button.
And sneezes. Maxwell. Sneezy. McDonald. What it is, Max.
What a do, baby boo. Yes, sir. Layup squad. Haven't said that in a while, so went with that. What's up, man?
Usually the sky and airplanes, but today my spirits are up because NBA 2K comes out tonight. We will finally get to play in its fullness and its entirety the game that we've been anticipating since last year. And pretty excited to get down to business. What about you?
Let's get down to business. To defeat the Hunt. Sorry, whatever. Yeah, I'm pretty excited as well, man. You know, just looking forward to getting my hands on the game. Definitely just because even at the prelude, we got to look through some builds and play a little bit and do the 2KU, but obviously it's not anything near the same as getting the full version of the game and just being able to get going on it. So looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, I wasn't that big of a fan of the giant waste of time called the 2K18 Prelude, but it was a little bit, I guess, held me over, I guess, a little bit. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the builds that we are going to make for our my players, talk a little bit about cap breakers and what we've learned, and then we're going to get out of here because we want to play some 2K, so that's what we're going to do. So Max, why don't you bring in a little bit of knowledge as far as what you've learned about cap breakers and whether or not people should or should not be concerned about the cap breakers.
Well, I'm a bit concerned about the cap breakers. It's kind of a, I don't know, it's interesting. Let's just go over it. So basically, here is the deal on your cap breakers. So you get to upgrade your player. Say you just buy VC or whatever, and you get to the 85 overall, which is upgrading all the yellow bars on your character. That's 85 overall. Once you can't upgrade any more past that. But once you start earning cap breakers, it allows you to earn toward the white arrows. We kind of talked about this before. And furthermore, you don't have to upgrade all the way to 85 to start earning cap breakers. Just for those of you out there not wanting to buy VC or anything, you will start earning cap breakers before you're 85, but just for the use of the example. Anyway, and so essentially when you earn cap breakers, everyone's like, oh, you're just going to get to pick where you put the next thing or whatever, but actually 2K picks what caps unlock basically from the yellow to the white arrow. It 2K basically picks what happens every time you upgrade, or excuse me, unlock a cap breaker. So when we found this out on the surface, it was like, wow, this is so, you know, this is game breaking kind of. I mean, so I've seen from, I think from the people in Germany who already have it somehow or whatever, I've seen some gameplay of the cap breaker happening, and essentially what happens is after the game, this person earned a cap breaker, and it upgraded, or I should say, it unlocked the yellow bar like one bar further. One notch further for like layups and speed and then stamina or whatever the three were. It doesn't matter too much, but that's what was unlocked. And then they can choose to move their bar up and purchase that extra block. But so it's kind of not as bad as it sounds, but still it is as bad as it sounds because it basically is picking for you. Now according to the dev, it picks based on what your archetype is. So, like, if you're a slasher or something, driving and finishing this year, I guess, is what it's called. But it's not going to start upgrading your 3-point. It's not going to unlock those first. Like, it's going to unlock based on what your archetype is. But still, I mean, you don't get to just willy-nilly choose what you're going to do. So it's a little disconcerting. And the reason it's disconcerting is this. If you're going to get to a 99 overall, you would have unlocked all of those extra bars. But there's only going to be a handful of people getting to 99 overall. Once you get to 98 overall, you get to appear on an episode of 2K TV. Well, I mean, they're not going to have, like, you know, I mean, they're only going to have probably, I bet, 20 people getting, you know what I mean? So it's, realistically, you're just not going to get there. Again, that kind of has the game deciding which ones you're eventually not going to get to overall. I mean, again, if you're, I don't know, a lockdown defender, pure lockdown defender, yeah, your last one might be the 3-point bar or something. I mean, it's just because that's basically the thing you do least. Like, I'm assuming that's how it would work, but, and basically based on what I've seen, that's how it would work. But, man, this is kind of a little bit disconcerting, I would say.
A little bit. And you and I had talked a little bit about this because I had asked you if maybe you thought, you know, things get unlocked based upon the activity that you are doing. Like, for example, you know, say you're in the practice gym and doing something in there. Do you think that unlocks stamina versus being in a game, doing some layups and unlocking layups? So it might depend on the activity, or it could be completely random, and that is something that we just don't know as of yet.
Yeah, the footage I saw was after a My Career game. He unlocked this, and it unlocked those three things. I wonder, like you say, if you go into the gym for a practice or something, if you would unlock more stamina quicker that way, or however it's going to go. While we're on that subject, I was looking through the overall rating rewards this year, basically like rep rewards from last year, and the 92 overall reward is unlock the gym rat badge. Well, first they unlock the skateboard to get around, but they also unlock the gym rat badge at that overall. And it says, no more gym workouts, and you will always have the extra energy, and in parentheses, turbo, available. So that raises an interesting question for me as well, because, A, no more gym workouts, so like what we're talking about working out in the gym, that would be kind of a reward. I mean, you wouldn't have to go to the gym for some stuff, I bet. I'm not really sure how that's going to play into it, but I'm questioning the you'll always have extra energy / turbo available. I mean, you're just going to be able to hold right trigger the whole time now, or what?
Do you think that's the equivalent of doing all of the things we did last year in order to get the stamina and the hustle up? Like, once we get those up, we'll probably be a 92, so we don't have to do that kind of stuff anymore? Or do you think it's maybe a little bit more in depth?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I really don't know what to think. I'm just concerned about that unlimited turbo. I'm sure that's not exactly how it plays out. There's competitively, especially again with E-League stuff, there's no way that would be a thing, but maybe it's only park, maybe it's not exactly how it sounds. I don't really know. It's just something I was looking at, made me think about it while we were talking about the workouts. But
yeah, like last year, I think maybe one of the things was once you got to having a 99 stamina last year, like buying Gatorade boosts were kind of pointless at that point. So maybe they're saying you don't have to, you know, waste VC on that, and that if you conserve your turbo like a normal person, because like we always say, how do you have a Gatorade bottle next to you? Like, I don't get how people go through their energy.
It's but, unreal. I mean, I played the last, you know, month of 2K maybe with a player who I had not gone to a single practice, had just the normal base 70 stamina or whatever. You didn't see me Gatorade once, did you? But people go out there running around. That's just unreal.
It really, really is. So let's skip a little bit ahead. We've been doing a lot of talks about build possibilities. You've been kind enough to reach out to the folks via Twitter, answering their questions about builds, which has been very great. And if you do have questions, you can tweet at us at NBA 2K Shuffle, or you can tweet at Max at MaxMaxMax, correct?
Yep. MM, Max, Max, Max. Yep.
Never know how many M's. That's why I just said it. So my interpretation of is three M's. Anyway, I'll go first because my build is fairly easy to talk about how and why. And it's kind of the build I said I was going to do from the beginning, but I'm going 3-point shooter, post scorer. I'm going to go a little bit of vintage Carmelo. And because I have
Carmelo.
I have a very, how to put this, but like certain things in this game annoy me. And it's usually because we play with a varied amount of people. So sometimes when I'm my sharpshooter and we have other shooters, the floor gets a little congested and I can't do the things I like to do comfortably and to have fun, because that's the point of the game. So when I'm a three-point shooter, I can stay out on the perimeter if we've got a bunch of people playing inside, and or if we have a bunch of shooters, I can go in and post score. And it's going to be nice because I will be where everybody isn't. You know, I'll be in that one spot that we can always rely on somebody to be, where everybody else is, you know, doing their own little conglomeration party, you know, maybe having some pizza, encyclopedia, maybe playing some Twister. But no, not Jay Park Swish, because he over there in the corner just chilling, going to hit that three. I went 6'8". I went small forward. I'm going to be a little bit interested in the rest of the badges I'm going to get with the build before I throw my money into my build. But, I don't know. Be interesting. That's what I'm going to do. Going to kind of be like, going to kind of take one for the team and just kind of be what's needed at the time. Also hoping that I don't make more than two players this year. So I think this one player would be pretty universal. Any comments from you, sir?
I don't have much in the way of comments, just because I am
not
one of the builds I expected you to make. It's not like you're coming out of left field with something that I was not aware of. But yeah, like you say, I mean, it is a versatile build. You know, one of the things I was looking at was playmaker and then post scorer. Still could potentially make that build, but I don't see it happening. But again, it's funny, we both had the post scorer secondary, but like you say, you're able to shoot threes, and then sometimes if the spacing is different, or if it, whatever, you just want to dick around for a little bit or what have you, you're going to have that post scoring, something else to kind of do on the floor. I think it'll just keep you in your player. I mean, honestly, because, you know, you get kind of bored of what you're doing after a while and you want to change it up. And instead of having to make a new player, you're going to be like, oh, I can just play like this for a little bit or whatever. But
that's one of my favorite things to do is to go down in the post when we're throwing the ball inbounds. If it gets, you know, if there's a penalty, fucking football season, my fault. Go Chiefs. But, you know, if there happens to be an inbounds play closer to the basket, I like getting the ball and just going up at the post shot. That's one of my favorite things to do. So at the end of the day, and what I'm hoping, I really, really enjoyed having Hall of Fame Bruiser last year with my post score, which I know won't be Hall of Fame. But if it's gold, I'll feel great about that. But
I'm going to guess, sir, that it's silver.
I will punch them in the face and not give them my money. But that being said, you have probably no less than probably 1,100 texts to me over the last month about builds that you were surely going to make and then not going to make and then possibly making and then not making because you weren't sure if you were going to make the other build because the build you heard about wasn't quite the build you thought it would be. In other words, it's been a process for you. What have you decided to do next?
Yeah, basically, like you say, I'm a perfectionist, and I want to, especially this year. I mean, last year I literally had, I think, 11 my career save files. This year I definitely just want to make the one player grind to the 99. I mean, we're probably not going to get 299, but I just want to have, like you said, the one player, not deal with all the other nonsense. So in that, I'm trying to be, you know, do my due diligence and try to figure out what I might like based on my past experience. And because every year, like this shot creator playmaker build, everyone's going off about this build, but you need to unlock the additional ball handling caps to get to the 90 ball handling that people are looking to have. And the game picks for you what it's going to have. I mean, maybe you're going to get the ball handling, but maybe you don't get it right away, and you're stuck grinding for a long time. Like, I'm telling you, people are going to be unhappy with that build. But anyway, all this is to say that currently I'm still remaining with that 6'7 playmaker. From the past, like, four games, I've always kind of liked being 6'7". That's kind of been the sweet spot for me. 6'6 to 6'8 has kind of been somewhere in that range. My 6'7 players have been great. So probably going to stick with the 6'7 point guard, pure playmaker. It makes sense for the composition of our current team, and honestly, it feels like a well-rounded build. Still have the 17 bars and layups once it's upgraded, which I'll get to that, and the three-pointers, 16 bars. It's not for everyone by any means, but it looks very similar to the playmaker build from last year. I think a lot of people are kind of overlooking that fact. Everyone wants to go dual archetype, and you're going to be so limited, but just the ball handling, especially for me, the passing ability with those higher ratings, I think, will be huge. And like I said, it'll be well-rounded. I'll be able to play off the ball because I actually saw, I was just telling Mike about it, I saw that I get corner specialist as a pure playmaker. I mean, if I can just have that badge and have like a 72 to 75 three-pointer, which is about what I think it's going to be, I mean, that should be good enough for me to kind of just hit in the corner a little bit, and I could play off the ball a little bit. Obviously, as a pure playmaker, you want to play more on the ball, and that's what I'm going to be doing. But just like I said, I mean, the point is I want a character that I'm going to be able to be successful in all situations. If I'm going to play park on the playground thing, they call it playground, I guess, this year. But anyway, if I'm doing that and I'm not handling the ball, playing with some randoms not handling the ball, if I just want to play with a different team or something, or, I mean, whatever, you always want to be able to help your team out. And I think this will allow me to do so. I like the masks. Always going to be max speed. Thanks, Mike. But I like the max speed and acceleration for that player, and I just think it'll be something good for me, man.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. You are a very good point guard, and that's something to have with that Hall of Fame dimer, and you will make the best of it. Now, as we are probably, I don't even know when you would be listening to this at home, but if it is day of, which it should be, because if you're a true fan, you're listening right now. But anyway, can't wait to play this game. It's going to be... going to be fun. So, I don't know, Max, what do you say? We get another episode out, say, Saturday for impressions of playing the game for at least a day and a half. How's that sound to you?
Yeah, something like that, man. We'll keep coming with it. I mean, I know you and I are going to be playing it a lot, so just keep giving the impressions to people. If anyone has any questions, continuing, like we said, on builds or, you know, while they're playing the game, things to do in the game. I mean, just whatever. I mean, we're going to keep be doing it, so... Let me just re-say what I just said. We're going to keep be doing it is literally what I just said, but we're going to keep doing it.
For sure, and we'll definitely get into a different type of schedule. We might have, like, Archetype Tuesdays, Bitch Fest Wednesdays, you know, stuff like that to be a little bit more, you know, I don't know, centric for you if you're looking for something specific. And it's going to be a great year, so we look forward to having you guys listen. Again, congratulations to Joe Giroux and Noah Carson for winning the two free copies of NBA 2K18. Joe especially has been good playing with you last year. He actually played with us a few times, and it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun meeting the listeners and getting to know people.
Sure. I hope we do some Wednesday podcasts, so I'll be able to... you know, yell at you, hey, Mike, pump you.
Hell yeah, Bitch Fest Wednesdays will be great. It'll be great indeed. So it'll be great. So everybody, you know what, jump in there, have a good time, and if you have any questions, what we will be doing is I'll be sending out a tweet letting you know the day that we're going to record. You can go ahead and put some questions in the comments below, and we'll be happy to help you in any way possible. But until then, hug your mom, tip your waitresses, stay mellow. Catch you next time on the 2K.
Shuffle!
Back, oh back, do the 2K shuffle.
Back, back, do the 2K shuffle. Back, back, do the 2K shuffle. Back, back, do the 2K shuffle.
I'm out this bitch.